Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services.
Total Country Bob FM.
Bob Almanac, and as you might expect, we have a Bob Almanac salute here today. Maybe two. Did you do one yesterday?
I did not.
Okay, all right, then we'll have two. The first one, of course, James Earl Jones, lived to be 93, and probably the most prominent voice in all of Hollywood when you talk about voice. There have been several other ones. Obviously, Morgan Freeman's very good.
Sam Elliott.
I was going to say Sam Elliott. There's that, who's doing a lot of voiceovers now, the gentleman who was an actor. He was in with Steven Seagal in, I think it was Hard to Kill. No, it was the one where he was battling Screwface, marked for death.
Oh, yeah,
that
yes.
That guy does
yeah.
a lot of voiceovers.
Yes, he does.
Dennis Haste, is it Haystert, the guy who played Serrano?
Yes,
he does voices. In Major yeah. League, he does a lot of voiceovers. Rob Lowe does a lot of voiceovers, too. His voice is on a lot of documentaries. But when it comes to voice, it's this guy.
The Force is with you, young Skywalker. But you are not a Jedi yet.
Yes, you know, he got paid $7,000 for the first Star Wars movie, but it only took him, like, a couple hours to do it, something like that, he said. So, you know, per hour, that was pretty good.
It was pretty good pay.
Pretty good rate. And then these are my three favorite James Earl Jones.
What is this? A phonograph. What is this? McDowell's.
It's a place over on Queens Boulevard. I think he works there.
My son works!
So that's the first thing I said when I heard that he passed away. My son
works from coming to America.
It wasn't Luke, I'm your father. It's right. And of course.
Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
For reasons they cannot fathom.
Right.
And there he is from Field of Dreams. And
so much,
like I said, so much more than a voice. Very good actor. He
yes.
was a stage
yes.
actor. Tony. He's won the EGOT. All four.
Wow.
All four of those. Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony, 93.
Pretty impressive.
And he was on a very special episode of Sesame Street, as I recall as well. And I think David Letterman once had him on the show just to read the phone book.
I think
One
you're
time
right.
He was a guest on the show.
Yeah, he was a talent and just seemed like a really, really good guy.
James Earl Jones, 93, gone but not forgotten. And then this one happened late last week. Whoops, not that one. Hang in. Not that one. Hello, pause. This one here. Sergio Mendez.
Oh, yeah.
On the piano here. He's not singing. He was the arranger. He was the instrumentalist. He was the writer, the composer.
I was as wrong as I could.
Although he didn't compose this song, I think Barry Mann did. You've heard of Barry Mann.
I have.
Not Barry Manilow.
For as long as I'm living.
So Sergio Mendez, who on this date, I passed away actually on Thursday, so I would have probably done it Friday, because I think I saw it Thursday that he had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Never Gonna Let You Go, one of the 80s great soft rock ballads of all time.
Now they're both.
You don't have any thoughts about that song?
Oh, it is. It's nice. Oh, I remember it very,
Never
very
gonna
well.
Never Let You Go. Joe Pizzullo and Kate Yanai are the two singing that song.
Yeah,
but he died. Good. He was 83. He died from complications of long COVID.
Ooh. That's no good.
No, it isn't. So no. Sergio Mendez passed away late last week at the age of 83. He is now also gone, but not forgotten.
Swanson announces new three-course frozen dinners. The most complete frozen meal ever put in a single package. Complete from soup to dessert.
Sounds delicious, doesn't it? 1953, Swanson sold the first TV dinner.
That was a big deal when we had them at our house. Right. We knew if we had TV dinners because mom and dad were going out for dinner,
right.
which they didn't do a whole lot,
no.
you know, in the 60s. But, you know, that was...
I loved when you'd get the little crunchies around the corners and around the edges. Those were delicious.
Yes.
So what happened, and I don't know if you've seen the episode of The Food That Built America, the whole TV dinner, the whole Swanson thing came about because the company that started this, I don't know if it was Swanson or somebody, had an overabundance of frozen turkey. Oh. They had purchased, for some reason, for something going on, they had purchased way too much turkey. And they had too much turkey on hand. They had to figure out what to do with this turkey, so they came up with these meals. And that was the original Swanson dinner, turkey and gravy with mashed potatoes and
corn.
Whatever else, corn, and then the little dessert, little apple crisp or whatever that was. For the first time, Swanson sold the first TV dinner in 1950.
They were like four compartments, right?
Yeah,
the bigger one with the turkey, then the smaller's in the corners with the vegetables and the potatoes, and the little square in the middle with the dessert.
And, of course, eventually then they came up with the Hungry Man, which was like over a pound of food.
Right.
The Hungry Man. So that was the state. We're going to go back to 1846 here. We jumped over Elias Howe, or as the Europeans say, Elias Howe received a patent for the sewing machine on this date. It was technically called the lock stitch sewing machine. There never had been a lock stitch sewing machine until 1846 in Elias Howe. I don't know. How are you working today? Why are you working? This would be a holiday in your world, I would think.
When I first heard about the show Gunsmoke, I knew there was only one man to play in it, James Arness. He's a young fella and maybe new to some of you, but I've worked with him and I predict he'll be a big star. So you might as well get used to him, like you've had to get used to me. And now I'm proud to present my friend Jim Arness in Gunsmoke.
Nice.
You called him Jim.
Yes.
First episode of Gunsmoke this day debuted on CBS television with a special intro by, who was that?
The Duke.
Yes, it was.
John Wayne, you know. James Arness was not quite 32 years old. I mean, I probably had turned 32 by then. Yeah, his birthday's in May. So,
starring James Arness. Gunsmoke. Starring James Arness as Matt Dillon.
There you are.
And they didn't tell anybody, at least not James Arness, that they had contacted the Duke for that intro. So he's watching and surprised by, and everybody was, to see John Wayne intro the show. He thought that was really special.
Didn't CBS or the studio, didn't they want John Wayne to play that role, but he was too big of a star?
Yeah, they
turned it down.
They hinted
that they wanted him to do it, knowing that he'd probably say no.
Yes. That's, you know, that was the story for many years he was going to be, they wanted him, but they pretty much knew that he wasn't going to do it, so. But he and James Arness had met, done a couple of movies together, and there you go. And it was 635 episodes later.
20 years, 20 seasons, years. Yes.
James now Arness was in all of them.
Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station.
Did Marshall Dillon ever take a train to Clarksville? He and Miss Kitty, let's get a weekend getaway at Clarksville.
Right, to Clarksville.
The Monkees, this song was released on this date.
No.
66.
Because I'm leaving.
It's a good song.
Is that when their TV show debuted?
Right about that time. Right about that time,
Welcome back.
Speaking of debuts, a lot of TV debuts, and I can only pick a few.
Yeah, it is September.
I actually picked this one over Rhoda, if you can believe it.
Wow. Well, this is one of the great TV themes of all time.
Well, it was a big hit for John Sebastian.
It sure was. It was on the radio all the time.
Yeah, the Sweat Hogs, and of course, Mitta Kaatea. So, Welcome Back, Cotter debuted on this date in 75, 84.
And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of all of us, welcome to America's favorite answer and question game, Jeopardy. You know how
Jeopardy,
we play it.
Jeopardy, the new Jeopardy with Alex Trebek as the host. Art Fleming turned it down.
Yeah, he did.
They had differing opinions. They had creative differences, according and apparently to the producers and directors and people running the show. He didn't like what they were doing, so they went with somebody different, and it was Alex Trebek. The rest is history.
And he was really good at it.
He did a nice job, and that was this date in 84. How about 88?
So now, we announce our first runner-up. It is Maya Walker, Miss Colorado.
is Gretchen Carlson, Miss Minnesota.
And thank goodness she was able to fulfill her duties as Miss America, so Miss Colorado didn't have to take over.
Right.
Is that what is the only time that that's happened is with Vanessa Williams?
I think so.
That, you know, could not, she probably could have fulfilled her duties, but she had done something else earlier and it came out and it was,
right.
It was just too scandalous.
She was in a magazine without her clothes on.
They just could not take it. But here, Gretchen Carlson, wonderful Anoka's own.
Yes.
Gretchen Carlson, Miss America, one of three Minnesota Miss Americas, by the way. If she's the last one, though, we haven't had one since.
Okay.
Yeah. 1991.
He is Garth Brooks, the Entertainer of the Year.
I'm ashamed.
And he is shattering the musical boundaries.
And it comes along you. What she's doing now.
And now Garth Brooks shatters new records with over 15 million copies sold of the debut album No Fences and the new Rope in the Wind, the first album ever to debut number one on the pop and country charts.
Wow. Rope in the Wind debuted on this date. It was released number one on the pop and country charts for Rope in the Wind, and he was rattling off an album one every year there.
Garth Mania was running wild.
What you gonna do, brother? So 89, 90, 91, 92, I think he was releasing albums one a year.
Well.
Because debut 89, No Fences 90, Rope in the Wind this date in 91. And then he did a Christmas one in there too. You remember Beyond the Season, Neil?
Sure.
Of course you do. That was 92. Chase in 92. In Pieces 93. And then he took a year break between In Pieces and Fresh Horses. He decided to slow down a little bit. It was probably a good thing.
He was striking while the iron was hot, to say
the
least.
That's what you got to do. Yeah. You really do. And so that was this date that Ropin' the Wind was released in 1991. How about 92?
May I help you?
I'm in sad shape.
Wait a minute. Before you begin, I must ask that you pay in advance. 5 cents, please.
Chuck's got five. He's got a nickel.
Boy, what
there
a
thing. There you go. So this date in 92... The price of Lucy's psychiatric help went from 5 cents to 47 cents.
Oh.
That's quite a jump.
It is.
Talk about keeping prices low for a long time. She only kept it at 5 cents for as long as she could.
Right.
And eventually, you know, I think the cost of health care went up for Lucy in 92. She had some pre-existing conditions and needed to charge more for her psychiatric help.
Well, she valued her services.
Well, she thought she was the post office.
Exactly.
But she thought there had to jump it up. That was estate 92. And the same day...
From a land far away and long, long ago, it's a bird. It's a plane. It's a really bad smell. Ladies and gentlemen, Fartman!
Stern willing to do anything for a laugh.
Yes. Clearly.
Yeah, he debuted Fart Man. I think he had talked about it before, but this was the big Fart Man on the MTV Video Music Awards. It's silly, Neil.
It is silly.
It really is silly.
And didn't do much for me.
Luke Perry, you're not a big Fart Man fan.
No.
Even if he was able to... fight crime with his powers as Fartman. What did if he was out there helping you know justice in the American way?
Yeah,
like the Super Friends.
Well,
they could have bumped Flash and put him in there.
Yeah,
no, Green Arrow. Green Arrow was the one that probably had, maybe Zan and Jane of the Wonder Twins. Let's move on to birthdays now.
The ink is black.
Nice.
The page is white.
One of the three lead singers from Three Dog Night. Two of them are still alive. He and Chuck Negron.
Child
Danny Hutton, 82 today.
Child is white.
Very good.
The whole world looms.
They were just here, you know, at the ledge not that long ago this summer.
That kept Three Dog Night really fresh. You got three lead singers. You can really mix things up, can't
For
you?
Sure.
Speaking of singers.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar.
Feliciano, Neil.
Nice.
Jose.
He did a great TV theme, too.
Girl, we couldn't get
Chico and the Man.
Yes.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
What a great singer.
This is Owen.
Yeah, he
the
did.
Doors, the Doors version, of course, is fantastic.
This did well.
And, of course, his Feliz Navidad. That is going to be a holiday favorite for centuries.
Yes.
Don't you think? We've got a wrestler today, by the way. He's 79.
The Magnificent One, Intercontinental Champion Don Morocco. From the great state of Hawaii,
And, of course, I've got to bring up the subject of your opponent, the challenger in this particular case, the great Pat Patterson out of San Francisco, California.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. I have a whole recording of Pat Patterson's interviews, a recording of his wrestling matches, a recording of Pat Patterson's most exciting moments, and I play them every night before I go to sleep because they put me to sleep. He is boring. He is boring. Pat Patterson.
He is the magnificent Morocco. Not too enthralled with Pat Patterson.
I wish we would just do a whole almanac with Gene Okerlund interviewing
nobody
wrestlers.
Nobody has more cameos.
No, and deservedly Gene, so.
Yes. A 75 for Don Morocco. 74 for Joe Perry.
He can play some guitar, yeah.
And, of course, Aerosmith, you may have heard, they've had to basically stop touring.
They're
because,
out.
Because Steven Tyler's lost his voice,
yep.
Which, I mean, he held out as long as he could with the way he sings and be able to get it in. You know, some of those songs they did, like Dream On.
Right.
How was he even able to continue
to
do
that?
You can't do that. No, he must have had some help.
That's taxing.
Exactly. A member of Bananarama 67 today, Neil. Know your Bananarama.
Well, I can't help you there.
It's a three-girl group. It's Siobhan Fahey. 67, let's get to the chorus here on Bob. Academy Award winner, Colin Firth.
Goodness grave. Holla. Perhaps the most fateful
in our history.
You ever see that movie, The King's Speech?
No.
Oh, you should. It's captivating. It's just a speech. Come on, it's just a speech, but the whole movie is about the speech and the way they did it. It was just so dramatic, like I said, captivating. Colin Firth, he won the Academy Award for that as King George. I think it was King George, wasn't it? He's 64 today. How about, they call him the big unit, Neil?
I do know him.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is having a snowball fight with pitching great Randy Johnson a bad idea?
Sorry, man, you all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
He hit him like he hit that bird.
Disintegrated right. The bird.
Yeah, King George the Sixth was the king that, Colin Firth portrayed there. Yeah, he hit a bird one time in spring training. Just obliterated it. Feathers, all they were left were feathers and a beak.
Right, yeah.
61 for him. And then our rapper of the day today, Big Daddy Kane.
Sure.
Big Daddy Kane, 56.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. Gone! Where are we on to Gone But Not Forgotten? Is that my cue?
Yes.
All right, Gone But Not Forgotten today.
You've already forgotten.
All right, I have forgotten.
It's only been one day.
We're going to start with Adele Astaire, Fred's sister and original dancing partner. You know, before there was Fred and Ginger, there was Fred and Adele. And she was born on this day, 1896. I do want to give credit to Funk. Of Funk and Wagnall. Look that up in your Funk and Wagnall.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they make that famous in Laugh In?
Well, that and, of course, Karnak.
Karnak,
That's where the questions, answers, they were kept in the mayonnaise jars, hermetically sealed in envelopes under Funk and Wagnall's porch.
That is right. Kaufman Funk was born on this day, 1839. What a great name. Kaufman Funk. We're going to move ahead, and we're going to get to somebody else. Arnold Palmer, we called him the Deacon.
Everywhere I go, people ask me, Arnie, is that old tractor you drove in the Pennzoil commercial still running? Still running? We use it here at La Trobe every day.
The guy knows his motor oil.
He does.
He knew how to get up and down out of the bunker, and he knew his motor oil.
And give him a lemonade and an iced tea, please.
And mix them together.
Legendary golfer, the king. His dad was the Deacon. And, of course, he helped design the TPC here in Blaine.
Yeah.
Arnold Palmer, the great, the king, 1929. One of the most charismatic, I think we could say, golfers of all time. Oscar, well, not Oscar. He didn't win an Oscar, but he was a newscaster for CBS, and he would go on the road. It's Charles Kuralt.
He also liked Sunday mornings a lot, too.
He did.
I think it was his favorite morning on CBS.
That's his program.
Good morning. Here begins something new. I'm Charles Kuralt, and this is Sunday Morning, a 90-minute CBS news program that starts right now.
It had just the feel of Sunday morning. It was easy, like a Sunday. They're still delivering the news, but in a Sunday morning-like fashion.
Yes, yes. Charles Kuralt, newscaster, journalist, and again, his On the Road series
did
very, very well for him, and he was born on this day, 1934.
Did you know, because then after that, it was Charles Osgood, did you know that CBS almost forced Jane Pauley to change her name to Charles? Charles Pauley?
Did you know
that? They almost did, and well, the lawyers got involved, and they hammered it out.
Well, they reached some sort of a settlement.
It's about time.
That is good. 1934. Hall of Fame, Yankee Hall of Famer from North Dakota. 1934, yeah, he's not, he wasn't in the Baseball Hall of Fame, I don't think, right? He's just in the Yankee Hall of Fame.
I'd have to look that up.
Is the way that is? I'm not sure.
You know, his career wasn't that great.
No, it was not spectacular. He did, you know, break Babe Ruth's record. That was a big deal. The Mantle and Maris chase for the Babe in 1960, and he eventually would hit 61 home runs, and they wanted it with an asterisk because he did it in 162 games compared to the 154 game schedule for the Bay. But of course, it was so taxing on him mentally and
he's
physically.
Losing his hair.
Yeah,
his hair was falling out.
1934 for Roger Maris, a great North Dakota athlete, and another. This one is a basketball Hall of Famer, known for his very large feet. Bob Lanier, born on this day, 1948.
Since I hung up my size 19 sneakers, Dave and I always get together for a few Miller Lights.
And argue about who was the greatest player.
You were the greatest.
No, Bob, you were.
At least we agree, Lights taste is the greatest.
Yep. It's everything you always wanted to be, and less. So there he is with Dave Cowens.
A very nice couple of fine left-handed centers in professional basketball. Bob Lanier, born on this day, 1948. They're gone, but not forgotten.
A couple of swings and misses from your staff. First, a wrestler.
Now, here's a man who brightens up wherever he goes in more ways than one in his bright shirt. Superstar Billy Graham.
Oh, yeah. Superstar Billy Graham right here live and in living color. Superstar. You know, it's the middle of January, but I've been through the tropics. I got my tropic suntan on, you understand? Superstar Billy.
If we wouldn't have had Superstar Billy Graham, there never would have been a Jesse the Body Ventura.
Correct.
And certainly maybe Hulk Hogan, because he got some of his stuff from him as well. The Superstar Billy Graham, 1943, and a country artist too.
Heaven is my woman's love.
Tommy Overstreet.
Oh, sure.
Gently rising with the sun.
He's a distant cousin to the other
she
Overstreet.
Gives me cause
okay.
To face the day.
I think that's right.
And brings me joy.
Kind of like the Kershaws. Done.
Yes.
Doug and Sammy.
Sammy, right.
Heaven is my woman's love. Heaven is the way I live.
They were hearing this on AM radio in the 70s.
For sure.
Big time. Tommy Overstreet, 1937.
Now they're all gone, but not forgotten. We never did say we were going to do the Almanac quiz.
No, we didn't. You have to find another way to give away
I'll
those
give
tickets.
Away.
Yeah, they got a lot on my mind.
I
got
to do it.
Celebrity Brad Paisley. I ain't living long like this, Waylon Jennings. Mm-hmm. Or Sugarland coming in with something more.
Sure. Yeah, we're going to do Waylon.
Okay.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud.